This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The debate over rewriting Austin's land use code has inflamed a lot of passions across the city. People argue over how the plan called Code Next will affect affordability, quality of life, and the very character of Austin. Now, as KUT's Moses Bouchel reports, the proposal is exposing a division in Austin's tight-knit environmental community.
Kara Cockleman is a professor of transportation engineering at UT. She says the research is pretty conclusive when it comes to urban planning and the environment.
There's a massive environmental case for denser development, absolutely.
The idea is the closer people live together, the less space they take up. And the closer they live to work, the shorter the commute, both leading to less resources used.
And that's really where your big impact is. Once you've built it, about 90% of the energy and emissions implications of anything are come from the lifetime use of that infrastructure, whether it's a vehicle or a home, gosh, a business certainly.
Cockleman's research is cited in a new report out from a group of Austin environmentalists who've announced their support of density efforts in Code Next. The plan is still in its draft phases, but at a press conference this week, Luke Metzger with Environment Texas said the time to speak was now.
One of the reasons we are weighing in is that this is the first time in over 30 years that the city is re-looking at the code and probably won't look at it again for another 30 years.
But the argument in favor of density is a tricky one to make in Austin. Growth here is often equated with environmental degradation, and environmentalists have sometimes made common cause with neighborhood groups that oppose density as a quality of life issue.
The origins of Austin resisting development are environmental at their root. And they were effectively about preventing sprawl development into environmentally sensitive areas. You think back to the Save Our Springs era.
Jimmy Flanagan is a city council member who supports Code Next.
That was where it came from, and yet somehow it is morphed into the environmental ways to stop redevelopment in areas that are already developed. The real magic is that when we have redevelopment, if we fix the code through Code Next, then the redevelopment actually creates a better city.
We might agree that, you know, some reduced parking requirements and some density in certain places strategically would be a good idea.
Lauren Ice is with the Save Our Springs Alliance, the group Flanagan mentioned. It successfully fought development over the Edwards Aquifer back in the 90s, and its leadership remains skeptical of Code Next. She worries it could drive up property values and increase flood risk without the benefit of combating sprawl.
Giving away entitlements to developers up front doesn't get us the community benefit that we're looking for.
Of course, supporters of Code Next say that's not what the plan does. Complicating things further is the fact that this is still just a draft, with people on all sides saying they'd like to see more changes as the process continues. Moses Bouchel, KUT News.